Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Monday, 17th January 2022. Top stories for today. A total of 2,342 new COVID-19 cases were reported by the Ministry of Health today. Health Director General Tan Sri Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah said this brings the overall total of COVID-19 cases to more than 2.8 million since the pandemic hit Malaysia. Meanwhile, about 97.8% of the adult population in the country were fully vaccinated, and about 40% of them had received the COVID-19 booster dose as of yesterday. Further details on the COVID-19 situation, according to state, will be updated on the COVIDNow portal. The recent flood emergency that hit the Klang Valley and multiple states in the country has cost the nation an estimate of total losses between 5.3 billion and 6.5 billion ringgit so far. Dato' Sri Mustafa Mohamad earlier today said the estimated total losses includes damage to residences, business premises, vehicles and public assets. Defence Minister Dato' Sri Hishamuddin Hussein today said the government was currently waiting for reports on the effects of the December 2021 floods, the Omicron variant of COVID-19, before deciding on the dates for the transition from the pandemic to endemic phase of COVID-19 in Malaysia. Hishamuddin said that it might be announced within the next 2 to 3 weeks. On the international front, a winter storm has brought snow and fierce winds to the U.S. mid-Atlantic states and parts of the South. The storm caused power outages for thousands of people and the closure of federal government offices in Washington. The harsh weather also led to 1,900 flight cancellations today. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinta Ardern said the huge volcanic eruption in Tonga that triggered a tsunami had wreaked significant damage. New Zealand has sent a plane to assess the damage, while authorities say it could take up to 2 weeks to get the internet restored, as the eruption has cut an undersea communications cable. According to the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies, at least about 80,000 could be affected, but no deaths were reported so far. And India today reported a marginal decline in new COVID cases at 258,089 within the last 24 hours, with about 385 deaths registered. Meanwhile, the Omicron infection tally has risen to 8,209 across India. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.